This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping, seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
If suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, when is a wink, a nod, a nudge, nudge, say no more, say no more? When does that cause the Democrats in America to panic? Apparently when Putin reveals that like $400 million were funneled to the Hillary campaign through foreign governments. I mean, whoo! I don't know if you saw that, Super Don. I know that's not where we're officially starting, but good Lord, the deep state is unraveling. And I know why they didn't want him to meet with Putin. I kind of do now. My gosh, what a mess.
We're finding this is ending up being more than just Trump and Putin getting together to have a sandwich and a Coke, huh?
Well, it always was. I mean, the thing is, Listen, you're not going to get this from the mainstream media. Probably Fox News is not going to want to touch this one. Maybe they did already. I don't know. But good Lord, when you got, the deep state in the form of the CIA, the NSA, they're all going, how dare Trump meet with Putin and diss us while he's over there? I'm like, diss you? You guys clearly were in the bag for Hillary. You didn't want a non-globalist in the White House. And that's coming out. It's just these days, Super Don.
So Putin dropped a bombshell and claimed that U.S. intelligence helped American-born British financier Bill Browder move $400 million to the Hillary Clinton campaign. That Putin actually said this?
Yeah, apparently that's
holy
that's
crap.
The kind of thing. They didn't want a meeting about this stuff because
here's the deal. I mean, that's a big deal. Obviously, if that's true, hopefully there's something to back this up because we don't want people saying, "Oh, well, now this is your Russian dossier, right?"
Yeah, right.
This is your thing. So hopefully, if they manage to prove that.
I know. Listen.
Holy crap.
But you look at Debbie Wasserman Schultz is back and she's commenting on stuff and like, what about your computer expert? Oh, he fled for India or Pakistan or whatever. I mean, there's so much of the deep dark state coming out of the Democrat Party. Again, it's not to say there's no corruption in the Republican Party because they're establishment Republicans playing the same game, telling you that Trump now is treasonous.
I think I'm understanding this because I saw the comments by the ex-CIA guy John Brennan.
Right.
And so that must have been in response to this where he was saying it was treasonous and, blah, 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 blah. Now I understand why everybody's, Robert, I have a tendency to make, take a wide berth around a lot of this stuff, just because my life has just been so much more awesome since I haven't gotten knee deep in this stuff as much as I used to. But this is a big deal. Because if they can prove this, and I can't imagine, here's the thing, I can't imagine that Trump and Putin would have gotten together, this big high-profile photo opportunity situation, meeting in Helsinki, that they would drop something like this unless they had some way to back it up. This would be a huge just explode, you know, backfire.
Well, look, was it two, 3 days before this summit, 12 Russians indicted, right?
Right.
Really? Right? Timing-wise, it's like the Democrats don't want any kind of cooperation with Russia. I mean, would you rather us be at war? I mean, this is it. The so-called anti-war left has left the building. They left it once Obama was gone. Even when Obama was here, they were gone.
And here's the other thing to think of, Robert, in this situation. If it turns out that this is true, it's not only a damning situation for Hillary Clinton and the left. Mm-hmm. If it turns out they can back this up and this is true. But it's also even more embarrassing because it's like, how did Hillary lose to Donald Trump if she had $400 million, right? I mean,
you had one job, right? You had it. The fix was in. And I was reading today that even Julian Assange from WikiLeaks was surprised that Hillary lost. He thought there's no way Trump was going to win. Because
all of us kind of felt that way, didn't we?
Well, our buddy Paul Bertero said, no, Trump is going to win. He knew Trump was going to win. But that's where we get into the divine intervention of this thing. And again, this is, I'll get my constitutional buddies will be mad at me. I'm like, I'm not saying Trump's a constitutionalist. I'm saying there's so much more to this and planet Earth than even the Constitution, even though fealty of the Constitution is very important to me as well. So this is why this study broke today, I think, Super Don, to try and distract me from covering the story I just covered with you. Right? This is like, we're going to throw Robert Scott Bell a loop here. Because
today is opposite day.
Yeah. We don't want Robert to talk about the $400 million, apparently, that was funneled into the Hillary Clinton campaign through foreign sources. Was this an Iran deal? We'll throw money this way if you give us good graces, Obama. What is it? Well, we can't talk about it now because the largest study of its kind has just revealed that eating fat is the only cause of weight gain. What? Wait a second. I got to do that again. Eating fat is the only cause of weight gain. That's better. Yes. Wow. Now we're in. Wait a second. Fat. Okay. Fat is a store of energy. Right? My argument, the American people that are obese need to eat more fat, not less fat. They didn't eat more fat to get fat. They ate more toxins, refined carbohydrates. They were sedentary. They probably didn't drink enough water. I mean, there's so many factors that go into real obesity. And what this study is trying to do by feeding rats low protein, high fat, and they got carb diets, the sugar didn't do anything. But it's the fat that made them fat. I'm like, oh, man, I struggled with this before the show with you, Super Don, because I tried to open up the original study that's claiming this. Right. And they won't let you do it unless you give them $30-something bucks to buy the stupid study that they don't want you to see. If it's so great, let me see it.
That's bothered me for a long time because a lot of these times, you'll see these articles that are written about this study and they give you, just enough that you can kind of get an idea of what they're talking about. But if you want to actually look at the real data, right?
Mm-hmm.
The methods that they took and all that kind of stuff like that. Yeah, it costs you $50 if you want to see it.
Ah, man. Eventually somebody will get us this whole study so I can, pick it apart piece by piece.
Right.
But they say in the headline here at, where is this? What is this site that has it? Science Direct. Okay, that's where you buy a lot of stuff. I thought they'd make this one available. Dietary fat, but not protein or carbohydrate, regulates energy intake and causes adiposity in mice. In other words, causes them to get fat. Remember, fat is a store of energy. I have never advocated that you should eat 100% fat or anywhere near that. But eating more clean quality fat is going to be good for most everybody because in the Western world, we have been taught to be afraid of fat, so we're eating far too little of it. And so when we look at those obese Americans, Westerners, do we find that they're eating too much fat? Maybe sometimes. But what kind of fat will it be? I mean, if it's donuts and cake, you'll say, well, it's saturated, but is it just that it's saturated? Right? Could it be that they're utilizing hydrogenated oils still? Fats that are heated and made to be, not edible. Not good for you.
Well, and what role do trans fats play in all of this?
Well, there's no mention of that. There's no discussion of that. I'm not getting any insight into the kind of fats. Are they vegetable fats? Are they animal fats? Are they a combination? I mean, I'm just not getting the details here.
You know what's interesting here?
What's that?
Is that this study basically flies in the face of all of the progress that we have made in scientific studies, say, over the last 3 years or so.
Yeah.
You know, that the whole fat myth got debunked. And, you know, not just by you. Okay.
No, I know. I was pulling from the peer-reviewed literature anyway. I mean,
exactly. They were coming to this conclusion already. So it's like, what's weird to me is that this study is like, well, we're rolling things back to the Stone Age and starting all over again, according mm-hmm. to these people, right?
Yeah.
Because that's a pretty bold statement that they're making there. Eating yeah. fat is the only that's a big word, only cause of weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that's accurate.
8.3% to 80% fat. Again, I got to see this whole study to find out, you know, what else, what other confounding factors that they're not revealing here. And again, I've never said to eat 80% of your calories from fat. But man, if their argument that they made mice fat through only feeding them fat is that, well, that means we shouldn't eat 80% fat. Okay. I mean, that's not a big revelation. But if this is going to be now used to promote more carbohydrate intake, maybe this study was promoted by Coca-Cola and PepsiCo. Remember, we found that out about a lot of the studies of the 20th century.
The funding of this would be definitely one thing we would want to look at, for sure.
No, I'm not finding
this. But again, the conclusion they come to here contradicts all of the modern science that has taken place over the last several years. So, yeah, I guess we'll just, the jury's going to have to stay out on this until we can actually see what they did here, right?
Yeah. You know, in the meantime, I say eat more fat. Do I say eat 80% of your diet in fat? No. But eat clean, organic fats, and that includes saturated fats that are very important. If you do animal fats, butter, ghee, of course, the great saturated fat from the vegetable kingdom is coconut oil. And you're going to be good to go. There's a lot of energy in there. And you know, what we found is that by putting more fat in the diet, you tend to satiate more quickly, and you will eat less, not more. They're saying these rats, when they were fed fat, they ate more fat. Well, duh, you fed them only fat. What are they going to eat? Right? Were they looking for nutrients that weren't in the fat? You've got energy, but where are the vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in the 80% fat diet? And how does that affect metabolism? You know, that's just the first thing that comes to mind about what might be wrong with this study, saying only fat makes you fat. See, now they got me off of talking about the deep state funneling $400 million through foreign entities back to Hillary Clinton's campaign, and she still lost. All right, question of the day coming up next. Brian Hooker talking about the HHS lawsuit. And Darla Shine.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don, you noticed, and all y'all watching YouTube, I picked this T-shirt very specifically today. Conspiracy, not theorist, it's crossed out, realist. Because we're talking about conspiracies in a real way, as we always do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we're going to talk about it in terms of the attacks on Darla Shine. In a little bit, she is the wife of Bill Shine, who's now in the White House. And they've attacked her viciously, smeared her viciously. And we've got Brian Hooker, PhD, to talk about the things she retweeted and get to the bottom of it. Not only scientifically, but in terms of what is the obligation as a reporter or a talk radio host to instigate a little bit. Yeah, we instigate some, but I think it's based on prime principle here. So we're going to get there. Brian Hooker scheduled in just a moment, but first and foremost, it's your turn.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we got question of the day coming from Christine. Christine says, "Hi, Robert. There is a sore throat creeping up on me." Ooh, don't look back. Run! My husband had it during an international trip, she says. It was bad, and we ended up in the emergency room in a hospital with his tonsils purging with the infection. He just finished treatment with antibiotics for his case. I felt the first pain about 12 hours ago. All right, that's, Sunday 9 p.m., okay. I am taking the colloidal silver, 1 teaspoon per day. Well, what is that, 1 teaspoon per day? That's a maintenance dose.
Yeah, you want to do more than that.
Christine, yeah. Come on. You'd be gargling with this stuff if something like that was about to launch, right? Now I'm going to tell you at the first sign of anything, Aconitum napellus. Where are my homeopathic friends out there? Good Lord. Christine, I know I don't mention homeopathy enough. I know. I'm guilty of that because I'm afraid people will gloss over and go, oh, he's going Harry Potter on us. At least that's what Superdon thinks. Although Superdon actually likes it when I do that. But Aconitum nipellus, the deadly monk's hood. And it is a great remedy in homeopathic form. It's not deadly, but it's bad for the bad guys. And it helps to facilitate it. The first sign of anything, you got that little thing, I feel like it's coming on. You feel a little nervous, a little scared. You can feel it. Little chills, something's happening. You take aconite right then and there. A lot of times, boom, it's done. However, you took your silver, one teaspoon a day, I'd be hitting it every hour. Honestly, I'd be gargling with it based on what your husband came home with, if that's where you were feeling it. She just added another teaspoon a day plus oregano oil solution. So it's up to two a day, right? No, I'm talking seven or more a day at that point. Do some oregano oil, smell like a pizza, all you want, that's good. Apple cider vinegar. All right, coconut oil pulling, good. Gargling salt and baking soda water solution. I started with a runny nose this morning, and I feel the ear sting when swallowing. So you know the ear, nose, and throat connection. You've got inflammation going on. There's some battle that's brewing up in the upper part of the immune system here. I watched your talk, Christine says, at the Truth About Cancer, October 2017 in Orlando. And I remember you saying there are other ways to treat this kind of trouble other than antibiotics. I hope you can help. Well, Christine, I hope I already helped you. I kind of jumped the gun on your question. I couldn't wait. But gargling, you know what the next level is? Nebulizing. Take that teaspoon of silver hydrosol, drop it into a nebulizer. Right here on the RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube, you can find, just Google, Robert Scott Bell nebulized silver, and you'll see how to do it. It's very simple. But I mentioned aconite. There are other remedies, ferrum phosphoricum, phosphorus for generalized fever, if that's going on. There are throat remedies. Dr. King's got great remedies for throat, for ear, for sinuses. You could take all of those orally. You can, if your ear is inflamed, you can drop the silver, fill your ear canal up. Let it sit in there 5-10 minutes. Let it drain out naturally. You can ear candle, Harmony Cone ear candles. Dry out the ear canal afterwards. There are so many things you can do. Remember, the tonsils, the lymphoid tissue, it's part of the immune system. If it's swollen, if it's painful, there's a lot of activity going on in there. You want to enhance the immune response, and I would be pumping full of beta-1-3D-glucan from Better Way Health. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio, and you can get your deal, and you can keep your immune system strong so that even if your husband comes home with a sore throat, you're not going to get it. I know you want to kiss him, but wait, just wait. Kiss him on the cheek. Wait until he's over it. Give yourself a fighting chance, and then pump your immune system up. The other thing I would add into the mix, a lot of 100% whole food selenium. Get the innate response selenium we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com or Nathan over there in Kentucky. He's got in Murray, Kentucky. He's got great stuff. He's got the right form of selenium. 200, 400, 600, 800, even 1,000 micrograms of the 100% whole food form. At micrograms, it does what that synthetic garbage vitamin C can't do at grams. I'm telling you, up your selenium. Always like to find an excuse to say that. It sounds rude, but it's very uplifting to your immune system, to your liver. Detoxify. And then you won't even need a coffee enema. If you wait too long, you might. And Superdon won't be there to help you with that. All right, Brian Hooker coming up after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance.
That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you listening live, it is Advanced Medicine Tonight. Dr. Rasha Bittar will be with us next hour. But right now, we got to revisit the whole attack on Darla Shine just a wee bit. Now, we've talked about the HHS lawsuit, and I'm going to bring that up with our guest this segment, Brian Hooker, as well as next hour. We'll talk about it with Dr. Bittar. But man, have they stopped smearing? Has the cycle ended? Is Darla good? Is she out of the woods yet on the smear campaign against her?
It's not like it was. I think it peaked, but there's still people out there that are still reacting to the crap that CNN and everybody else spread around and put out there. But I think it's peaked at this point.
Okay. Well, they accused her of being a racist and race baiting because she dared to retweet something about black kids having autism at a high rate. So we want to bring in a professor, Dr. Brian Hooker,
with us to talk about that and a little bit about the HHS, I should say it this way, HHS lawsuit that was successfully done by Del Bigtree and RFK Jr. So let's do it now. Brian Hooker, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friend.
Always great to be here, Robert. Thank you so much, and thanks for reaching out to me in order to be on your show.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm grateful to you, because today I want you to help me out with something. Because we always talk about the science, your PhD, and you know, the revelations that you got from William Thompson, and then the reworking of the data from the CDC, how they had fudged or hidden data, trash data, that implicated the risk of autism, that it was very real from the MMR vaccine. Now, our friend and fellow talk show host, she's not in talk radio at the moment, we'd love to get her back on, but Darla Schein happens to be the wife of Bill Schein, who used to be with Fox News. Now he's a higher up in the Trump administration. They recently smeared my friend and called her, maybe if not an outright racist, I mean, Stephen Colbert says she's like part of the new KKK, and others have said she's race baiting and Mediaite and CNN, because she retweeted something from our friend Tanner's dad, who you know, who is the father of a vaccine-injured child, just as you are. But the slide apparently said something like 1 in 10 black boys or African-American males suffer from autism. Now, I don't know if that's an accurate slide, but the retweet of it was claimed to be somehow racist. And I ask you, not only as a scientist, to, you know, maybe talk the data, but as a dad of a vaccine injury, what about this is wrong with pointing out that there's a real risk for a subgroup of people or children if they happen to be black or whatever they are?
I think sounding the alarm for autism, especially among minorities, is a noble thing and a laudable thing. I can't really comment to the actual figure. I'm not quite familiar with what was retweeted by Darla Schein, but I do know, as a professional, as a dad, as somebody who advocates for vaccine injured children, I just can't see how you would call this race baiting. I don't see how you would call this racist. It is just basically sounding the alarm that here we are in an epidemic, and in that epidemic, there are actually some studies that show that the rate of autism is higher in African Americans, and obviously from the information that was shared by the CDC whistleblower, there was a higher rate of autism in African American boys that received the MMR on time.
Right, right. And so if we're to report on that, or let's go back in history a little bit further and say, you know what, we report on the Tuskegee Airmen who were experimented on by our government scientists by giving them syphilis and just watching what happens, right? And I'm sorry about the Airmen, but the Tuskegee experiment, a lot of things running through my head right now because I'm so outraged at the attack on Darla Schein. I mean, then that means the mere reporting on a fact that occurred is now race baiting, right? Talking about how these outrageous things have happened. And if let's say the Nation of Islam, we've interviewed Tony Muhammad, right, here. He's like reporting on this issue of African-American males and the risk to autism. Is he race baiting when he reports on it? I mean, we can't hold Darla Schein to the same standards as we do a PhD in terms of, is that science valid or not? But the risk is real. You've seen it. It's been reported. And the rate among young African Americans is indeed higher.
It is higher. And I think that if we go down, if the media is very, very, in two areas, anything regarding President Trump and anything regarding vaccine safety, you might as well paint a target on your back at this point in time. So, and unfortunately for Darla Schein, I mean, she's fallen into both of those categories, and, with her husband, Bill Schein, God bless him, in the Trump administration, then I think that they're just looking to see whatever could possibly stick, and this type of mudslinging, whatever mud will stick on poor Darla's face, then that is what they're going to go for, and they've gone extremely low. And we cannot shy away from issues for of autism, developmental disabilities, susceptibility to vaccine injuries in different ethnic groups. Ethnically, we're different. Biologically, there are differences between ethnic groups. obviously there's a biological difference here. And if I'm a scientist and I need to report that information, I'm going to report that information regardless of who may erroneously or falsely call this race baiting.
Right, right. And think about just all the other things that we would be now afraid to report. Based on, you know, if there's a racial distinction in terms of manifestation of disease or anything. You can talk about those that have reported that the African-American community in inner cities is economically more challenged than certain other areas of a white-dominated population in upper-middle-class neighborhoods. Right now, is that race-baiting or is that reporting on factual information about economics? Again, it's an absurdity. Now, if we take the reports on the Department of Health and Human Services, which according to the 1986 law, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, about December, I think, of 87, when it supposedly kicked in, they were supposed to, every 2 years, report to Congress on vaccine safety issues to make sure there were fewer and fewer adverse events occurring, because that was the part of the deal when they absolved or alleviated any responsibility or liability to vaccine injury or even deaths caused by vaccines. And we found out through a lawsuit RFK Jr. and Del Bigtree did to HHS that they did not once in over 30 years report to Congress on vaccine safety issues. Now, are we to be called conspiracy theorists for reporting on this?
Absolutely not. The government has not done their job. The government is a part of what was called the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986. They were supposed to every 2 years report to Congress. And by the way, meanwhile, while they were reporting to Congress every 2 years, they were supposed to actually be studying vaccine injuries and making sure that vaccine injuries were occurring less and less and less. So they're derelict in their duty and on two counts. They haven't reported to Congress and they haven't studied this particular issue. And unfortunately, I believe they know what they'll find. They know that vaccine injury is going to be more and more prevalent than ever. And with this bloated vaccination schedule, then that's the last thing that they want to report to Congress.
So we are reporting a conspiratorial fact, and there are plenty of those to go around. And we are in no way race baiting because I believe every race is represented on that vaccine injury, let's say, chart or table if it exists in terms of a vaccine adverse event reporting system. But what about those that find out, because most people still don't know about it, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court, where you have to petition a special master, apparently, because you can't sue the manufacturer. I wonder now if that law is null and void because the HHS has not done its job and that they can just basically say, you know what, they haven't been applying the law, let's open up the floodgates for lawsuits again.
I think that's probably my best case scenario. As somebody whose family spent over 14 years in vaccine court, that would be the best case scenario, is just to open it back up to the court and let's let all of the families that have been tossed out of vaccine court after a long, arduous, expensive process actually get justice before a jury of their peers.
Oh, that would be, at this point, a miracle, you know, because they haven't followed the law. They have violated our rights of, informed consent, much less, again, the ability to know that if we become injured or if our child should become injured, that we have no remedy in the courts other than to, you know, plead with the government that you know, please compensate us in some way that you can never truly be compensated for monetarily for the loss of your child. If not their life, then what would have been their life, even if they're still alive and breathing, based on the severity of autism? And again, you know this firsthand, Brian Hooker.
Right, and I've sat down with many families, many young families who are making vaccination decisions for the first time, and when you sit down with these families and you present the evidence, you present the risk that they're taking, you know, by and large, I've had very, very staunch pro-vaccine families do a double take and can turn completely around and start to refuse vaccination for their own children, which means that in the state of California, essentially, that you homeschool or you get some type of medical exemption. And so it's the information is just so compelling against vaccination, and you are taking such a medical risk, and now we're finding HHS isn't even following the law in terms of reporting and studying vaccine injury in the first place. So again, we're all participating in this grand medical experiment where everybody is basically asleep at the switch when it comes to vaccine injury.
So now I am to conclude that Darla Shine, even if she retweeted something that wasn't exactly accurate in terms of the numbers, should be hailed as a hero in media for being one of the few to do that, because she was raising an alarm bell. Look into this. And there was nothing racially insensitive about it. It was helpful, and there was no race baiting involved. Brian Hooker, I appreciate you helping me clear that up today as well. I always appreciate your insight from the PhD level to the dad level and everything in between.
My pleasure, Robert. It is always great to be on your show. And as far as I'm concerned, Darla Shine is a hero for what she did.
Beautifully said, Brian Hooker. So there you have it, from, as I said, the PhD to the dad level, Professor Brian Hooker, who was really, without him, we wouldn't know what we know about the corruption at CDC, all the way up to the highest levels, about the cover-up of vaccines linked to autism. And Super Don, for Darla Shine to happen to, you know, retweet a slide from somebody's presentation, she's not culpable as a scientist. In fact, she was concerned and was putting out a warning. That's not race baiting.
No, this is just CNN mediaite playing dirty politics like they always do. But it's good to hear this straight from Brian Hooker, right?
Yeah.
So I think we can kind of put this to rest at this point.
All right, rest easy, Darla Shine. None of those nasty media people are going to stick to you, all right? You keep sticking with us. And we got health, freedom, and healing liberty on the line 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCNLive.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and here on YouTube. It's a conspiracy reality. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Check it out at Natural News. There's an article by Mike Adams about the online censorship that's occurring with Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And he calls it the de facto denial of the right to exist in an interconnected world. Now, we have created an artificial reality through the Internet that didn't exist before. An ability to reach out, communicate, touch each other, not physically, but in, you know, mind to mind, emotion to emotion, all of those things. And it's opened up a lot of good. Of course, a lot of nasty stuff, too. But that's the nature of the world we live on and in, perhaps. And so, censorship. What is it about? It's like, we can't have the unwashed masses know that there is a government behind the government, a shadow government, a dark, deep state that kind of runs things, a globalist cabal, the New World Order that's been warned about. You know, Rockefeller and talking about the Trilateral Commission, you know, of this idea that they are colluding on a global scale to counteract the idea of the nation state, which he said it's no longer a reality. We've dissolved that. Representative government, you don't need that. England, why did you bother to leave the EU with Brexit? You're May, Theresa May's going, no, we need to slow down, put the brakes on. We can't leave the EU. The EU is our way to the world order. And of course, it's very antithetical to any form of true representative government. I know that you're more of a democracy, a monarchy, but in America, a representative form of government is a Republican form of government. The Constitution and the Constitution of each state guarantees it. But we've got socialists running and winning to office in America, which shows you how far we have removed ourselves from historical reality. Precedent set to violate the Constitution. Supreme Court members since FDR willing to bend the Constitution to whatever the president wants.
and presidents have been largely part of the globalist cabal to lesser or greater degrees until Trump comes along. Not the constitutionalist Trump, but the non-globalist Trump, the American firster Trump. And now he goes to meet with Putin, and they're upset. They didn't want him to meet with Putin. 12 indictments. Maybe that'll stop him from meeting. It's outrageous. You shouldn't talk to him. Of course, the Democrats used to be the claim in recent times, the party of peace. It was the Republicans that are the warmongers. They don't want to talk to anybody. Trump goes to Kim Jong-un, South Korea, North Korea. They're talking. They're doing things that no previous president apparently was able to do. Going around the world, meeting with leaders, going, you know what? I know that that country is going to negotiate onto the benefit of that country. Why can't we do the same? Recognize they're out for themselves. We should be out for ourselves. Find out if we can do something mutually beneficial. We want better deals around the world. Trump does that. Who does that upset? Globalists. I'm not a big fan of tariffs. I'd like a free market, but we don't have a free market. Would I rather have Americans employed to do? Yes, because I'm an American. I admit that. I'm here. I'm in America. Does that mean I want the worst for other countries? No. But the globalist cabal goes into those so-called third world countries, turns them into the you-know-what holes that they've become by enslaving them to IMF, World Bank debt that can never be repaid, debt for nature swaps, enslaving the population based on leaders of that nation, selling the people out for a few shekels, cushy retirements, globalist pharmacist access, pharmaceutical access to the nations of the world. The people, the government, the people of those governments sell out their people all of the time, whether it be in the first world, we call it that, whether it be in the third world. And Donald Trump winks at Vladimir Putin, and the left goes apoplectic. Oh my gosh, it's proof, it's evidence, he's in collusion with Putin, they're going to turn this into the United States of Russia. If there's anything further from communism than Donald Trump, I don't know what it is. He is not a communist. He'd be a capitalist, although we don't have a true free market for what capitalism is designed to do. And, of course, it's elevated the living standards of even the poorest among us. The poorest in America, for the most part, they got cell phones, they got TVs. Oh, yeah, there are exceptions. There are mental health issues, there are nutritional issues. But even our medical system that the left, the socialist wannabes say, oh, it's cruel and unusual. It's actually destroying those very people that demand more coverage for the medical state that is the third leading cause of death in America. And yet they're accusing Trump of colluding with Putin. The globalists have colluded with the globalists, with the multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state to rob you blind, whether you're a socialist nation like Venezuela or one that wants to be that because of Bernie Sanders and whoever that girl is that won in New York. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Advanced medicine coming up next hour with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Why would we dare do such a thing? Because the power to heal is yours. That's why.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.